Did you think you would get to the point where you enjoyed blocking?
Yes, I mean, I would hope. I mean, that's what we do here, so you know, you kind of got to grow to love it.
Is that to the point now where you feel like there's satisfaction to knock some guy on his ass as opposed to going out and catching a 30-yard pass to get an appreciation for both?
Yeah, you know, you feel just as good when you put a guy on his butt. You know, all that hard work we do and all that, you know, Coach harps on, you know, how important the little details are, and just to put someone on their butt would be, you know, just as cool as catching a, you know, first down or a 30-yard pass.
Did you hear last year, like, from friends or family or just people around campus, you came in with hype. Yeah. I talked to Keenan about this too. CJ, why aren't you on the field? What's going on? Why aren't you playing more?
You know, we had great tight ends, you know, and Reisner knew the offense very well. Herman's a very good player. It was just, you know, I needed to do a lot of learning, so I'm not disappointed about it. I got some experience on special teams. I think that was needed. So hopefully I'll go out and actually play some offensive shit.
How do you feel physically? I mean, do you feel like you've gotten...
Yeah, you know, I'm healthy. Physically, I match up pretty well. You know, I'm 265, so that gives me a little advantage towards some of the other tight ends. But, yeah, I think I feel pretty good. I'm excited.
Have you gotten bigger? I mean, you came in here pretty solid physically anyway.
I was 260 when I came in, but, yeah, I got a little more muscle on me, so, you know, feel good.
Good sense this is kind of the dawn of a new era for Hawkeye football with all the young guys coming in.
You know, I think it's good. You know, both sides of the ball, we are very young, but, you know, we got a lot of talent, so I don't think we're very worried about that. Anyways, it's, you know, they're just going to go out and play, so.
Wouldn't you guys rather play a team that you weren't favored to beat by, like, 40 and that everyone expects you to just roll?
Well, I wouldn't really necessarily say that. You never know. Like, 2009, the NIU game, everyone thought we were probably going to roll them, you know. So you can't really go into it looking at it like that. But, you know, first game's usually supposed to be like that. But, you know, we're just going to go out and prepare like we were playing Penn State, you know, Iowa State.
One thing that I kind of noticed during the practice that you guys had a few weeks ago that was open to us, and there's kind of been some talk lately, is multiple tight end sets. It's not just a situation where it's just you out there and just Brad, but maybe both of you, or maybe you and Zach are out there. Do you like those formations more? How do you feel it benefits you when you are out there with, say, Brad or Zach or both?
It definitely benefits, you know, two tight ends out. That just shows as a group that we're getting better and, you know, that we're an important part of the offense. So to be out there with one of the guys you've been with the last 2 years, you know, it's a good feeling to have someone by your side.
Do you get the sense that maybe there's going to be a little bit more of that here early in the season, especially considering the fullback situation right now?
Uh-huh.
Right? Still not back from
Well, yeah, you know, you never know. We've been doing a lot of silver in practice, so hopefully that's what's going to come on Saturday.
Yeah, so you said silver. Could you just kind of describe what that is?
It's a two tight end set with a Y and H. Basically, the H is replacing the fullback, so you can motion in the backfield and do all that stuff like a fullback would.
Now, in those situations, assuming, let's say, tight ends are you and Brad, would you be the one playing H, or would it be him? How?
You know, we switch off, to be honest. Yeah. H also goes out for passes, so it's not like, you know, just Y catches balls, but, you know.